this is why there's so much pressure to turn to lobbying firms and to cash in on member service after people leave, because precisely of this issue. So it may be politically convenient, and it may make you look good in the short term for saying, oh, we're not voting for pay increases, but we should be fighting for pay increases for every American worker. Mm-hmm. We should be fighting for a $15 minimum wage pegged to inflation so that everybody in the United States with a salary, with a wage, gets a cost of living increase. Members of Congress, retail workers, everybody should get cost of living increases to accommodate for the changes in our economy. And then when we don't do that, it only increases the pressure on members to exploit loopholes, like insider trading loopholes, to make it on the back end. So
do you think there's a tendency of members to obviously take it out on this institution because it's an optics issue? They don't want to
right.
seem like this.
And that's my issue, is that it's superficial. You know, you can vote against pay increases all you want. It's, in my opinion, voting against a it's not even like a raise. It's a cost of living adjustment. So you can vote against a cost of living adjustment all you want, and it'll look good on its surface, but it will. Every cost of living adjustment that gets bypassed is voting to increase the pressure to exploit loopholes and legal loopholes to kind of lean on other ways to enrich oneself through service. And so my whole side of it is like, it may not be optics. It may not be great optics. It may not like look the best, and in terms of your opponents could use it as a political, exploit it as a political issue. But in substance, you might as well be transparent about a cost of living increase. Fight for a cost of living increase for all American workers. Peg the minimum wage to a cost of living increase, and then on top of it, close all of the loopholes that a lot of people use when it comes to, you know, sitting on a committee and knowing what legislation may be coming down the loophole and changing your stock holdings or letting, you know, these are real issues. And I don't think that voting against a cost of living increase is going to negate the actual issues at hand. In fact, it only increases the pressure for people to exploit. You know,